Oh, well, we're here on a tour of duty. It's just the man up in Legacy, and the whole program of ministry is geared toward helping our people in a way that I believe hasn't been done before, and that's right down on the ground floor with people who have been there, who have experienced the stuff that most of our people suffer, those problems, the issues. They come through and overcome it. They come out the other side with the experience of what they've done, and they can relate easy to those that are having that same problem. So this is the key to why Man Up does so well. It's a lifestyle. It's a constant wraparound network of whānau that supports you all the way through life.
Man Up, compared to most programs out there, there's not a lot of programs for men out there in Aotearoa. So Man Up is sort of a standalone program. In reflection to our statistics, I guess, and some of the information that I can give you is that as a study done with 300 men, there's a lot more men than 300 that are in part of Man Up, but with 300 men that have done some statistics around their success, how they came into Man Up. Generally speaking, we're talking about a lot of addiction. So about 80% of the men had addiction problems. 60% of the men had domestic violence issues. This was prior to coming to Man Up. And just those two statistics alone, a lot of the men afterwards had 100% support in making those changes for their home and for their family. So the key to Man Up, though, is that it's not a paid government program. It's run by the people for the people. And so the passion levels are very high. The voluntary sweat is very intense. And it's run by the people that have actually been in the situations that men have been in. So that really is a key that unlocks a prison door for a man that's trapped. We're making better men, better partners, better fathers for our families.
There's a lot of us men that have overcome the gang scenes, the drug scenes, the alcohol scenes. What better educators are there than those that have come from it, that have overcome it and not studied the book and studied us people. But these are men and women that have been healed from the inside out. Seen men 30 years on methamphetamine, you know, come off 6 months, 12 months now, married, being responsible in the home. But these are just men and women like me and you that are just looking for something that we've become normalised to a society. You know, we're meant to be down here as moldy people, but we're warriors by nature.
The template we work on is you fix the man and the family and you'll fix the family. A man allows whatever comes through his door into his house. If you allow crack to come into your door, into your house, and you're allowing destruction and all that to come through, and only a man can get it out of that door. But if you allow another man to come into your door with a lot of problems, then you're allowing that. So the man has to stand up for his family. The man is the protector for his family. What runs in the sons will run from the father. So it all stems with the father. And unfortunately, there's many fatherless children. A lot of them in jails, a lot of them have passed, taken off of the mothers, and the soul of parents, the wives are left to the struggle of bringing up fatherless children. And boys, especially young boys, need to be validated by their fathers. I joined Man Up because I got out the gate. No, I needed help. I needed help, and church wasn't even in the equation, you know. I'm not that driven out the gate to go to church, but I found church through it, you know. And there's certain tools in there that they help you with, which is forgiveness, unforgiveness, jealousy, trigger points, hurt, and healing of the heart. And when you get into those books and you learn them, it really gets to the heart of the problem. A lot of the outside is the root, is the outside problems, but the root issue is inside the heart. So all you men out there, you know, you allow whatever comes into your house. You know, if you allow alcohol, you allow all the destruction that comes with alcohol. If you allow drugs, you allow all the destruction that comes with drugs. You've got to be the man of your house and of your family and say, put your foot down and say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to lead my family in the right direction for my children. Boom.